good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, fresh off a supercharged love train, welcoming you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us. Your family and friends around the country, around the world, they've got internet access. Best way to pick up the stream, go to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on Listen Live, upper right-hand corner. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen, upper left, and then Listen Online. Then you'll be set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and check out all the great stories. All righty. Oh, it was a supercharged love train, because as I warned you when we started, it's the last love train for the year, because we're going to switch gears. We'd be dancing to the jingle, cats and dogs, for the rest of the year. And then you noticed, you said, we'll start up the love train again after the first of the year. But what came out of my mouth? I said, if we decide to continue. So that means there must be room for alternative choices. Mm-hmm. So we'll see.
Well, we're going into a master year, 22.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens, and everybody, y'all can chime in. We'll see what we decide to do by the time 2022, yikes, rolls around. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we had a supercharged version because me and Natasha, as usual, dancing in here, and Nathan on the lights and dancing. But Stacy came into the studio instead of dancing by herself in her personal studio. She came in and we all danced together. Nathan took little videos of everything and all that. Anyway, we just danced our socks off and we had a wonderful time. Well, it was really great.
End of the year.
And it was fun.
Dance party.
Yeah, we did. We had a dance party. It was so fun, you coming into the studio. Yeah, so we had everybody here. So, gosh, I think we can just go home.
Bye, Diane. Still
oh, that's right. We have another hour of the show to do here and all of that. And we were in the middle of conversation with Diane. Hopefully we didn't wear her out on the love train. So let's see. Where are we? It is Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me. Talk with your animals or human loved ones on this side or the other. Personal awareness coaching with Natasha. We've been spending few segments with Diane about her kitty, Thor. I was thinking, is there anything else I need to touch base on?
You mean her cat, Theo?
Or her cat, excuse me, her cat, Theo.
Actually, Thor. Actually, Thor is a personality. Thor
is that because I see Thor, not Theo, and I have to catch myself.
Yeah, because that's the personality. It's that I got it. I don't need to listen to anybody else. Yeah.
So you're meant to say that.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I keep wanting to call him Thor rather than Theo. So that's a good thing to know that's really that.
It's the energy.
All righty. So, Diane, you still with us?
I'm here. And yes, he thinks he's Thor.
Okay. Well.
Oh, by the way, he looks at you.
Well, yeah. And, you know, like does attract like. Sometimes we attract animals that are very much a reflection of who we are.
Yes.
And so when we see that in that type in a cat, it very likely he's reflecting back an aspect of your personality as well, Diane.
Well, thanks, Martha.
That doesn't mean it's a bad thing. Sometimes it can be a good thing. But anyway.
They actually represent a lot of our shadows. They work through a lot of our shadow work. It's the cliche word of going through our emotions that only sneak up to us. A lot of times they're the ones that we have to deal with when we're laying in bed before we go to sleep or first waking up or sitting in the car waiting for something. It's that quiet mind that likes to take off. And that's the emotions that we're talking about when animals are really representing what we're going through.
I do relate to that because I am kind of like that.
Yeah, that passive aggressive stuff.
Right. And okay, so.
And all of a sudden, ah.
Yeah, exactly.
So what I can tell you about what in my experience and what I have found over the years being a feline behavior therapist and all of that is realizing that, you know, when our cats have these kind of problems, they don't lend themselves to behavior modification and training the same way that dogs do. Dogs, when they have problems, you can spend a lot of money to behavior modify, to rehab, to train, to do all of that. And you put a lot of time and a lot of money. You can work through a lot of stuff. With cats, they don't lend themselves to those kind of fixes as well. So you really have to get into the root system and deal with the real cause of the problem. Now, and I say that there are the surface reasons, on the surface, why cats do what they do. I don't pee in the cat box because it's too dirty or it's not convenient enough or I don't like the litter or it has a liner or a lid or those sorts of things. Then there's the root system, and that's what's going on with the human on an emotional level, usually a suppressed level. And that's what creates the energy on the surface to attract the problems with the animals.
Mm-hmm. Right? And being that it's on your bed.
When it's on the bed, what that typically means, and remember I'm talking to you in generalities, there are always exceptions that prove the rule. When the cats pee on the bed, remember, the urination is a reflection of human anger. Okay. Now, if it's on the bed, what that can mean is that either A, the person sleeping in that bed is holding a whole lot of anger, or anger's being directed at that person from an outside source.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, if it's on one person's side of the bed, then it's usually related to them, and it's either them or anger directed at them. They have the anger or anger is being directed at them. If it's high on the bed, then it's usually a mental anger.
Mm-hmm.
If it's middle of the bed, it's usually a perceptual emotional anger. If it's foot of the bed, it's usually foundation, earlier in life, or past life anger. So those positions can give you an idea of where. Now, for example, one did a session with a woman, called me up, said, my cat inappropriate peeing on my husband's side of the bed. I know why. He hates cats. But I can't help him understand all of this. You need to come and help us. Got there. Totally different situation than I expected. I looked one look at this woman when she answered the door. All I saw was anger. It was like, oh, boy. A husband came in. He was pretty clean. Well, anyway, when it all shook out, as it turned out, you know, the husband said, well, you know, because she said, my husband hates cats, really angry, and he has to take care of my cat all the time and yada, yada, yada. And he chimed in and said, well, you know, she's right. I'm not a cat person, but I really kind of like this cat. I don't mind taking care of him. And, you know, I like my dog, but I'm okay with him. And then she just exploded. Yeah, but you don't love him the way I want you to. It's like, whoa. I pushed a few more buttons. Pretty soon she's screaming. She's crying. And the husband is like flipping his cookies. And, oh, and I'm saying, nope, just let her cry. Get the Kleenex. Heading it to her. Let it out. We need to get this out. Anyway, all this story comes out about how they were high school sweethearts, that that they broke up, that they each married elsewhere. Her husband died. Not a surprise. Then they met again at a reunion, got back together. Well, she didn't break up their marriage. It was already broken up when they remet. But his daughters blamed her for breaking up the marriage. So she had lots of issues there. The daughters never accepted her. And this is another one I was telling you. Suppressed negative emotional energy can go to different parts of the body. She had so much anger related to mothering and stepmothering, she got breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
and the breasts
then,
are about so, our womanhood.
Yep, yep. And so all that. So she got breast cancer. So then she's yelling and screaming because the husband didn't help her emotionally the way she wanted him to when she went through all of this. And the guy's chin is on the floor because this is the first time he's ever heard any of this. He had no clue his wife was so ticked off. Okay, so anyway, it turned out had nothing to do with the fact that he's not a cat guy. It was the wife's suppressed anger towards the husband that it caused the cat to pee on his side of the bed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how this stuff, if you glean and say, oh, Martha said you're angry, that's why your cat is peeing. That may not be the case. Every case needs to be looked at individually.
Yes.
But now we, anyway, so Diane, We know Theo's peeing on the bed. We're going to just assume at this point that he's processing your anger sort of thing. So what you do is you've got to go on a 30-day exercise where you're going to work and bring up all the suppressed anger. There's nothing wrong with anger, but what gets you in trouble is what you do with it.
Exactly.
You don't want to direct it out at someone because you got to remember there are spiritual laws you don't want to mess with. What you put out, you get back tenfold. So if you direct that anger whenever Theo pees, and then you yell at him for peeing and get mad at him, you direct more anger into him, which has got to come out in more inappropriate urination, and you start a big snowball.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so you don't want to direct it out there because then it comes back to you. I'm convinced that there are so many miserable people on this planet because they're directing anger everywhere, and so it's coming back to you as a, you know, landslide all over. Well, when you get on this process, you realize this. Oh, I'm the one that's starting all this. If I just stop putting out the anger, eventually it catches up with you, and then all of a sudden you got this peace in your world and your life, and it's amazing, except a lot of us aren't comfortable with that, and we need the turmoil to be comfortable. That's a whole other subject. Now, okay, so your 30-day process, and you decide to start this, Diane, what you're going to do is you get yourself a big pad of paper, like a yellow legal pad like I've got here, and you're going to what you have to do is you're going to write some Dear Angry letters. Now, I lovingly, little kids, you can close their ears, call them Dear F.U. letters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you are going to do a little ritual every day for 30 days, and you're going to write for 10 to 30 minutes. When you're doing this, the cat should not be around. You can do it in a bathroom and close the doors, or you can go outside and do it. But at this time of year, probably do it inside with closed doors. You sit down with your paper, and you're going to write these Dear Angry letters. And you're going to, before you start, you can state your purpose, call in, you know, whatever you perceive the higher power to be, your guides and teachers, and all of that, and ask for assistance in bringing up any suppressed
grace and ease
and getting it out without harming yourself or others. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to put it into the paper. Okay, so then realize that you can write anything you want, language, punctuation, don't worry, it's not going to be published, you don't have to worry about that, you can swear and all of that, it's okay with God, we just got to get it out and put it into the paper. So you're going to start writing letters. If you know you have current anger about a current situation, you can write Dear Boss, Dear Husband, Dear Whatever, and yada, yada, yada. And you can, if you have to do the blaming, I hate you, I don't like it when you do this, da, 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 da. It's good to come from an I perspective. I feel so bad when this happens and I hate it, da, 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 da. Write whatever you can do, put it in the paper, feel like screaming, yelling, banging, do that while you're writing. 10 to 30 minutes.
Martha, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Does fear and anger have the same emotion? Because
no.
My emotion.
No, but it starts, this inappropriate pee starts with anger. Fear usually comes after that. Now, and
what
fear,
I'm angry with, I mean, I have some fears about some emotional stuff that I'm going through, but.
Okay, but we want to start, we got to keep it simple. So we'll start with this now. We can always do more work with you if we need to.
Okay, I just want to make sure I'm directing this in the right direction because I can't think.
Yeah, just don't make it that complicated. This is just about moving the anger up, and that will cover it.
Okay, so I'm gonna interrupt Martha here. I want you to go back to childhood.
Right. Well, I was just gonna get to that.
And because the snottiness that he has, see about your inner child being snotty right now.
Yeah. So that comes out. See, in this
explanation. If I can throw that to you real quick.
So you can write. Everybody usually has to write Dear Moms, Dear Dads, Dear Siblings, maybe Dear Exes, current pals. But this would go back to the childhood. See, so you're going to go back there to the when I was doing this writing, I had to go through this process. I learned all this stuff. I can teach you if I didn't know all this and have to learn it. When I would, I was writing a Dear Mom. Well, all of a sudden I realized I tuned in. I'm writing to my first grade teacher. And something happened in first grade that I'd forgotten that really ticked me off. And it involved my mom. And I was still angry from first grade. And that had affected my relationship with teachers from then on. When it came out in this way, it was done. Okay. So that's what Natasha's getting at. This writing will take you back to the early stuff. So dear moms, dear dads. And then at some point, you got to write dear self. Because a lot of our anger is self-directed. Mm-hmm. Okay. So all of that. Now, when you get done for your writing for the session, do not go back and reread it. That just starts it over. You're not journaling. You don't save this or you save your anger. When you get done, you just rip it up and then you burn it, bless it, release it, burn it or flush it. And then you clear the area before you open the room and let them out. So you either do some incense, you burn a white candle, you say some prayers, sing some stuff, but you clear the room before you open it up. Now, you're going to do that every day for 30 days. And in that process, you will bring up all the old stuff. And in most cases, going through a good, if you're consistent and do it every day for 30 days, you've got a whole different situation going by the time you get done with that. And then you can use this process that things get, and the cats will be your rudders. He'll be good, won't pee for a long time, and you're doing it. And then all of a sudden he pees again. Well, instead of getting mad at the cat, the first thing we ask is, okay, what's going on? Oh, God, I've been mad about this for a week. Yep, go sit down, write your angry letter, rip it, burn it, flush it, release it, and it makes a huge difference in your life. But that's where we got to start you, Diane, to begin the process of releasing all of this that's underlying the problem with Theo. Does that make sense to you?
Yep.
Okay, so I'm going to add in another scenario here. Okay, so a lot of times fear comes up because we don't have freedoms. And we're afraid of going somewhere. So, like, let's say if we're afraid to go to the grocery store, what triggered that fear that we couldn't go to the grocery store? Get angry at that situation that started that process of fear. Ask that fear, where did you start? Where did I start with you? And then you can maybe see where your mom might have been afraid of going and doing things. Well, then why in the heck is she afraid of it? And then that's where the anger can start coming forth about being restricted. You were restricted because your mom was restricted. And there's a way to get that passive aggressive. Because I feel like it's more passive aggressive with you than it is.
But that, when you say that, see, when it's more passive aggressive, it generally means you're sitting on a boatload of anger. Because that's where it comes from.
Yeah.
Is that stash that's inside of you.
And people think that sometimes we have to have anger that is wanting to hit somebody. No, anger can be just something that's like a little boiling pot of water.
Most people that are really angry don't know they're angry.
Yeah.
Because we've lived in it for so long, we don't know that we are angry. Mm-hmm. Or afraid. And if you have fear stuff come up, like you were saying, Diane, you can write about that too. Because you can release that too at the same time. Just don't make it complicated. If it's fear you're feeling, write about it. If it's anger, write about it. Then when you're done, let it go, burn it, bless it, flush it, or whatever, and release it. Clear the area, and then I want you to check in with me and let me know, when you're done with the process, or in between if you need to, okay?
All right.
All right, so that's about all we have time for, because we got a lot of stuff we got to cover before the end of the hour. So we'll get you started, Diane. Call me off the air if you need to. Otherwise, you could check in second Sunday of December with Nels and Linda again, and we could do some more clearing with you and Theo there.
And I want to reach out.
And Natasha's available, too.
And I want to reach out that many times in my way of navigating, I look at emotions. That is one of my go-tos is grief, emotions, and that's one of my specialties. So with that if you're looking at wanting some help at going deeper, I've helped a lot of people through the shame, through a lot of the guilt,
So if you go through this process and you're finding things that you really think you need more help with, Natasha could be a great source.
And right now I have a special going on that now through the end of January that my hour sessions are 80 instead of 100.
Hey, $20 discount. So mm-hmm. $80 readings through
the end of January.
Through the end of January.
I'm supporting the holidays of all the emotions and then coming into the new year.
All right. Excellent. All right, Diane.
All your information, and thanks a lot for creating a lot of work for me, Martha.
Well, yeah, but it'll be worth it in the long run.
And it's don't,
because guess what? All that negative emotional energy you stuff and suppress,
the longer
it stays in your body, it creates disharmony. Guess where disease and illness comes from? It all starts with that negative, suppressed
energy. You may find
you'll feel better.
Yep, your joints will feel
better. Yeah,
your
whole body's
going to
feel better.
Better.
This can be literally a life-transforming process. So let it be that for you. And all of you need help, just call Aunt Martha. All righty, we got to go.
I love your laugh.
Thank you. God bless, Diane. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving this week, too.
Yes,
all of you
blessings
too.
To
you.
All right, we got to take care of advertisers real quick, and then we got to get crazy about all the stuff we got to cover before we're out of here today. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Walking your talk? Take us with you. The KKNW app makes streaming our programming easy on your phone or tablet.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're midway through the last hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful Linda Rasmussen, and I mentioned her earlier. You can reach her through verticalenergyworldwide.com. She is our best and energy codes practitioner, can really help you move out negative emotional energy. So if doing your own personal homework like Diane is doing in a writing project you don't want to do, or you think you need want to do something different, or you do it and you need more help, Linda can be great. Because you don't have to talk through all this stuff. You just think about things and then they balance your body. And it's really kind of neat how easy. It's mm-hmm. kind of like the lazy way to deal with emotional issues.
Yes.
So anyway, Linda Rasmussen, verticalenergyworldwide.com. She's offering a free introductory session to anybody that calls or texts her. So write down this number, call her or text her. You can see her in person at the Interspace facility, Old Rainier Brewery, where her office is, or she'll do you remotely. So give her a call or text her at 206-841-1992. All righty. Now, just to clean up, no good animal TV yet. It's still all vet shows. And I just want you to be careful about Thanksgiving dinner because a lot of us, you know, we didn't do anything last year. Remember, you got to be careful what you feed to your animal friends, especially your dogs and cats. No cooked bones. Cooked bones are bad and dangerous because they get brittle and can splinter and all of that. So no cooked bones. Raw bones are good. You can give them raw bones and they can chew those up, not have the problems. But cooked bones are dangerous. No cooked bones. Be very careful about what you give your animals. If the gristle, the fat, and the stuff we don't eat, sometimes that can be fine if you have a big dog and you get it to them a little bit at a time. Be very careful of the little ones because you give too much of that rich, fatty stuff, then get pancreatitis and have lots of problems. So your medium to smaller model dogs are more sensitive and you got to be more careful. Natasha's nodding on that about what you do share with them, but do it little bits and all of that.
Well, like Dr. Pohl said, is that when you have an animal and you give them a bunch of fat and they're not moving, it sits in their body. Animals that are always moving, like the herding dogs that are always moving, they can handle it because their body is moving, processing it.
Well,
but he says that and the smaller dogs are more lap dogs, and so they're not moving, and they just can't handle. If your animal's moving, they can handle more. If their animal's not moving as much, they handle less.
Yeah. So let's keep that in mind. All right, now we're going to talk to Nathan, but we've got a while to go here, and since it's going to be a more fun discussion, we'll kind of save that. I've got one big thing here we need to cover, and that's what's going on with COVID and our animal friends. Now, I gave you a hint of it last week, because it's starting to come to the surface, but this is getting serious, folks. And this is a big reason to start paying attention. If you haven't been, if you've been lackadaisical, in my practice all the time, I see people that they won't do things to help themselves. Like this anger ritual, getting rid of the suppressed emotional energy and doing that homework. Most people wouldn't do that for themselves. But when they realize it's messing with their animals, they'll do it to help their animals. So this is one of those cases. Lions, tigers, leopards all have tested positive for COVID. This is what we know about the virus and animals. So far, and this is not getting much press. It's starting to hit the press more now, so you're going to be more aware of it. But there have been positive testing for COVID-19, lions, tigers, gorillas, snow leopards, and recently hyenas. We've also seen it in dogs and cats now. Or we have been, you know, for some time. Most animals that contact the virus do recover. However, predisposition and so forth, conditions, predisposed conditions, that kind of stuff can affect how they recover. And like last week at one zoo, all the lions and I think the leopards got sick. The lions all recovered. All the leopards died. So primarily COVID's a human disease, but over the past year and a half, we're seeing more and more animals become susceptible to the infection. And you know these viruses mutate. The longer this virus stays on the planet, the more it can mutate and the more likely it is to become a serious problem for our animal friends. So Aunt Martha, if you are one of the vaccine holdouts, I'm telling you right now, and this is for me, so you can get mad at me if you want, but these vaccines are safe, especially the mRNA vaccines, and they're effective. So if you don't have a physical or immune system condition that means you shouldn't get the vaccine or the vaccine would be bad for you, then if you qualify, you need to get the vaccine. Now, If you qualify and you have no reasons why you can't, and you just don't care or you don't want to or yada yada, whatever your reason is, if you're listening to me right now, I'm assuming you love animals. So if you love animals, that's a good reason now to get vaccinated so we can get rid of this virus before it's killing our dogs and cats, because it'll get there eventually. So let's see. Last month, Sioux Falls Zoo killed one of three rare snow leopards, 13-year-old African lion with underlying health conditions at the Honolulu Zoo. Stacy died. Maui, it's got problems at the Lincoln Children's Zoo with animals. So it looks like it's more wildlife and zoos that are having the issue right now. And more in 80 animals at the Cincinnati Zoo. 18 gorillas at Atlanta. Tigers, bears, and mountain lions at the Oakland Zoo. So this isn't just one zoo. This isn't just a handful of animals. This is animals at lots of zoos all over the country. Then the numbers are going up and up, seeing it in dogs and cats. So anyway, I'm going to step off my soapbox. But if you need a reason to get vaccinated and you haven't figured one out yet, if you love animals, now you got a reason. So please, go get vaccinated. All righty. We are going to take care of our advertisers for the last time in the show. Then we come back. We'll cover current events and we'll talk to Nathan about Abby and whatever he wants to talk about with her. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Some people know a good thing when they hear it. Alternative Talk 1150.
All righty. Hey, you guys. I'm Martha Norwalk. Thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. And we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And wouldn't you know, we saved the best for last because you heard about Natasha Venter. And you can find her at angelicclarifications.com, angelicclarifications.com. She's got some regular classes that she does on a custom basis, so you can find out about all of those. And, of course, she's available for private readings.
Yeah.
And she just announced she's got a hot deal going on.
Yep,
so what's your hot deal?
So for an hour session, it's 80 instead of 100.
All right. So, and that's through the
end
of
January.
So you could give a gift of her for reading, a psychic reading.
Yes.
That's a wonderful Christmas gift.
Isn't it? I need to update my website, which will be done tonight. But
great.
Yeah.
And the best holiday dress to give, because you can give a gift to Seattle Dogs Homeless Program or Meow Crat Rescue or Help Animals India in the name of your friend or relative, whoever it is. You know, you pick a shelter or sanctuary rescue that is in line with what they like about animals. And that can be a very good gift as well. AngelicClarifications.com, or you can call Natasha at 360-770-7486.
Yep.
360-770-7486.
And I'm also on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter Mondays and Wednesdays at 4 Pacific time.
No, that's right, because that, what do we call this, a podcast? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, it's a podcast.
What is it?
It's a video. It's videoed, so it's
I'm but it's
live.
Kind of a live stream or whatever it is that you know you do. And so remind us again, it's Monday and Wednesday.
Monday and Wednesday.
Same time both days?
Both times on my Facebook page, on my Twitter page, and my YouTube page.
And that's 4 p.m.?
4 p.m. Pacific time. Yep.
Monday and Wednesday.
Monday and Wednesday.
And is it just you? Or are you still,
on
you were...
Mondays, it's Regan Forston
yeah,
and I
yeah,
doing
I thought it was...
the Dance of the Soul, and we usually have guests on, and we talk about life and some strategies and doing things like that. And then on Wednesdays, I've been giving a lot of tools.
Oh, okay.
So like one day it was talking about being triggered. The other day it was talking about emotions. The other day, you know, I just did.
All right.
And then
so helpful information.
Helpful information. Yeah.
All
and
right.
then one nice thing about live is that you can also, it's like a radio, so you can, you know, type in a question and I can give you some input.
All righty. So... well, we'll do current events to close out the show, but let's find out what's on Nathan's mind and what's going on with Abby, if anything.
All right, especially since it's the fall season, and I'm going to pull up a little picture of here, too.
Oh, yeah.
All the leaves on the ground. One thing she really likes to do when she's out walking is she'll find
Abby.
One leaf out of the millions of leaves she passes
by. Oh, look,
by,
she's got one in her mouth.
And she'll pick it up in her mouth, and it'll pretty much be in her mouth for the entire walk.
Really?
Every once in a while, she might pick up a pine cone if there's not as many leaves or it's not the fall season. Usually when she's done with the walk, she'll either drop it at her doorstep or maybe somewhere in the cul-de-sac. So I'm just curious about what's, you know, going on. What's not going on in her mind?
Well,
why is she doing that?
She's a herding dog.
Well, I was
she's
just saying, you got a retriever in a herding dog suit.
No. Well, what it is that...
But look at her, Stacy. Can you see? She got a big old leaf hanging out of her mouth. Nathan's got a picture of Abby up on the screen for us.
And everybody's always laughing, because especially if we know the people, it's like, oh, there's Abby with her leaf again.
But that's got to be a leaf. That leaf has to be at least 10 inches long and, you know, 5 inches wide or something. That's a huge leaf.
It's a bigger leaf than normal. Usually it's more like kind of like a smaller maple leaf like you see behind her. But
okay, so what were you going to say, Natasha?
She is a herding dog, and I feel like she has a little bit of angst with her. A little bit of, you know, that. And so with her holding the leaf, it's almost like giving her brain something to think about so that she's not fully in, let's say, herding mode or that energy of angst mode. Mm-hmm. It kind of just gives her brain just some, it's like a dog holding a ball, you know,
like a lot of sporting dogs. Goldens are really famous for this, like by Robbie. When they get real excited.
They
have to have something in their mouth.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And
that's
so
it's the same idea with
it
her.
Might be, that's what I was thinking. It feels like the same energy to me. They get excited. Like if you know, you'd come over and my goldens would get excited. They'd run around, grab several nylabones, and they'd, you know, 5 nylabones in their mouth. Saying, oh, God, you know. But they always, when they get excited, have to grab something in their mouth.
Yeah.
So,
and so with that, it's
so somehow
it's
that's like
of,
a pacifier. Is it? Would a pacifier be
a
good word?
It gives that part of her brain that wants to do more, something to do.
Okay, so Natasha, you said angst, and Martha, you said excitement. So
same difference.
Okay.
It's
I'd say no. I think there is a level of difference here. But I think it, let's see, the grabbing something in your mouth would be a physical response
so
to
she's got
an
some
energetic
energy.
Or emotional energy. Mm-hmm.
So she's got a little bit of that.
Yeah, in the case of my sporting breeds.
Where am I
going
to go? What's happening? Where I don't know what to do with
right. So
what,
see, that's
all
different.
This extra
when I'm
energy.
Seeing, you know, with the sporting breeds, I'm really excited. Got to have a bone in the mouth, something in the mouth. That is an excitement mm-hmm. energy. Now, there's an angst to it because we're
it's
so
energy.
Revved up.
Yeah.
It's energy. But in this case, it's not that excitement. There's more of...
There's excitement in it.
Yeah, but it's... More of just kind of
like when she gets closer to home, she knows what's going to happen. Does that make sense?
Yeah, once we make like past the final stretch to go to home, like she knows she's going mm-hmm. home, we take a turn into the cul-de-sac and start walking towards the house. That's when she's probably going to drop the leaf and up until maybe even
it's
our
like, okay,
front doorstep.
Now I'm home.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
yeah.
like that breath out. And it's not necessarily the breath in is all negative. It's like, I get to go. But then it's like, oh, what's going to happen? Oh, I don't know. What am I going to come across? There's a lot of energy out there. You know, there's that kind of just the angst / energy that the leaf just kind of helped that brain process through.
Now, sometimes that can be a lack of leadership and definitive control for them on the part of their people. Mm-hmm. Because border collies, high-powered working energy, strong genetic codes.
They need jobs.
For needing to control and do things. And if they don't have the confidence that you are the leader, the director, mm-hmm. and control everything, then they feel more responsible, and that can create more anxiety mm-hmm. and towards, oh, I'm not real familiar with what's out here. I might have to deal with that or that. If they have total confidence in their owner's power to deal with things, then they don't. They let that go mm-hmm. and can relax and just follow your lead. So more training would be helpful.
Mm-hmm. But she doesn't eat the leaf.
No, she
no.
just carries
no,
it.
She
I
just,
mean,
just carries.
It's
See,
not
it's
even going to be
it's
ripped
that having
or
it in
anything.
The mouth for some reason. Like,
it's a
like
sensory.
Natasha says.
It's a sensory.
Yeah.
So but, I have a Frenchie that will eat the leaf, and I have to like
oh.
get it out of there.
Whenever she drops
that,
the leaf,
well,
it's
the
always
eat the leaf would
intact.
Be a different energy, yeah. would it not? Can you yeah. tune into that, Natasha? That's a totally different energy than what we're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, and for yours, I think it's more boredom.
Yeah, that's two-year-old everything in the mouth, bratty little Frenchie.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that could
yeah.
be.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Giuseppe's cute.
And normally when she has the leaf in her mouth, it will be when we're walking on like a neighborhood street on the sidewalks. Mm-hmm. If we get into like a grassy area or greenbelt where dogs are more frequent and there's more smells for her to investigate.
Well, then she gets distracted.
Then she drops the leaf.
Yeah, because the fact that part of her brain is busy.
Gets something else to focus mm-hmm. on.
It's busy. It's doing her sensory things. When she's walking like that, she doesn't have the full
That could
impact.
Be another thing, too, that she
Do
does
you
respect
heal?
You, that she does respect you, and she needs to pay attention and stay with you, but because she'd like to be doing all this other stuff, she grabs the leaf to stay focused.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, so you know, that's, you know.
I like your word, pacifier for it.
Yeah. Pacifier, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
yeah
what
it just gives
like.
That part of the brain something to do. And yeah. Do you make her heel when you walk?
Not usually.
See, and that's the thing is yeah. that the more
you
that
go.
You, yeah, the more that you give her a job, the
that's
more
the
secure she'll be.
That's the direction I was talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm.
So if you notice, if you make her heel, like I had a very nervous Australian Shepherd, but she wasn't nervous on the walks because I had her heel. She stopped at every sidewalk. She was never on the leash, but... because we always walked at night, but she would heel when I told her to heel. She would stop at the sidewalks.
So you
stayed
in control and
were
the alpha.
She knew to sit and
yeah.
stay until we walked across. She'd automatically heel. So she knew she had boundaries. She knew she had X, Y, Z to do. So it gave that part of her brain that had angst something to do, to focus on. And a working right. breed like that needs something to think about.
All right, so
beautiful
hopefully,
dog, by the
so
way.
Hopefully that helped you understand a little bit.
Yes, it did.
On with her.
Yeah,
and so let's anything
busy
else
brains.
Before we head to current events.
We do have a caller on the line that just called in. I'm not quite sure who it is or what's going on, but
well,
do we have time for a caller?
Not right now. We're doing current events.
Okay, let's hit it.
If Stacy's still talking and typing, we don't even know what's going on yet, and we're doing current events. Alrighty, so that's a little taste of what's coming up. The Jingle Cats get unleashed next week. But anyway, I had to get to current events because for the first time in crap forever, there's stuff happening. So let's see here. We talked about Natasha and her classes and her hot deal, $80 readings instead of $100 through the end of January. So take advantage of that. Northwest Dream Center up in South Everett at McCollum Park. It's time for holiday trees. Now, this is very cool because this will start. You can get your live and wild holiday trees for salmon at the Northwest Dream Center beginning Saturday, December 4th, and it'll be from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And as a bonus, if you come to, you know, get your tree, you get to walk the elevated forest and wetland walk for free. And then this will go on. You can select trees Saturday, December 4th through Saturday, December 18th. Now, here's the glitch. It's on a reservation-only basis. Now, they would, we'd no trees last year. At least we get trees this year, but they're not going to let everybody pile in all at once because they're doing trying to be responsible with COVID. So they're going to have you go through the website. And actually, it's pickuptime.com/NWSCR reservations. But instead of writing that down, just go to the Animal World website, marthanorwalk.com. Click on current events, and Rhonda will have all these links up there for you. But just so you know, you can get through Friday, let's see, Saturday, December 4th, and until, like, I think it's the 19th. December, the trees will, till the 18th, Saturday, the 18th of December, last one. But you're going to call and make a reservation or do that online to go get your tree. 3 to 5 foot, 40, 60, 100 bucks. Sitka spruce, western red cedar, western hemlock, and Douglas fir. That's what the different ones you'd have to choose from. You can buy them, take them home, enjoy them, plant them at your own place because they're yours. Or after the holiday, you can bring them back to the Northwest Dream Center, and then they'll be planted next to salmon creeks to help the salmon. And you get a free membership to Stream Keepers for the year, discount in the store. Anyway, it's just a great all-around deal. So streamkeeper.org if you want to check it out, or give them a call at 425-316-8592. All righty. Now, Positive Alliance, you can get wine at Northwest Cellars with the hashtag Why Not Me Pets label to support Positive or support Positive Alliance through the holidays. Let's see. Seattle Humane, walk-in customers are now welcome noon to 6 p.m. daily. We're saving the date for the 125th anniversary of the Humane Society, or Seattle Humane, and Tuxes and Tails will be May 7th of next year. However, I got a press release from them yesterday. No Santa Paws pictures at the Humane Society again this year. Okay, so that means Meow's Santa Paws events are even a bigger deal. If you want to get Santa Paws pictures, Meow's events are one of your only choices. So here is the now Meow's Santa Paws pictures begin next weekend. So Saturday the 27th, you can go to Overlake Mud Bay. Now all of these events are from noon to 3 p.m. at each store, and it's $20 for the picture. So Saturday November 27th, Overlake Mud Bay, noon to 3. Sunday the 28th, Redmond Mud Bay, noon to 3. Sunday, December 5th, Mercer Island Mud Bay. Saturday, December 11th, Greenwood Mud Bay. Saturday, December 18th, Issaquah Mud Bay. And Sunday, December 19th, Overlake Mud Bay. Now, masks are required. They're following COVID protocols. But you don't need to make reservations. You can get this list of dates and times on the Animal World website, marthanorwalk.com. Click on current events, or you could go to meowcatrescue.org, get information there. But they're the only ones so far, other than Sam's Cats and Dogs up in Monroe, and they were doing it today and tomorrow. I think their store in Redmond and Everett are having Santa Paws pictures in December. So you could check with Sam's on Novelty Hill or Sam's in Everett for December dates for pictures. And then the Meow 2022 calendars are available. And then they are going to have their annual holiday craft bazaar and bake sale will be Saturday, December 4th. And it will be at the Sea Life Community Church on 5th Avenue South in Kirkland. But you better check out the details either on MarthaNorwalk.com, current events, or MeowCatRescue.org. Because, again, you're going to be timed into the event. They're following COVID protocols. So if you want to participate, you got to make sure that you follow the rules. All righty. And then next week, encore presentation of Animal World. Oh, I need a week off and to go to church with all this construction and stuff. And so we're going to rerun my last show with Walter Stoffel, author of Lance, A Spirit Unbroken. And that'll be for prep for start. It's the first in my series of I'm going to teach you everything I know about dog behavior. So if you didn't hear that, you want to catch up, you can review if you heard it before to get ready. And then the end of next month, I'll run another show that's pertinent, I think, for the prep. And then we'll start the series again in January. So we are out of time-ola here. And I think the Seahawks are playing this afternoon, aren't they? I'm not sure what time.
Yes.
But anyway, they are playing. So you can go. You have permission to go and deal with them now. Nathan, thank you so much for everything.
You're welcome, and happy Thanksgiving.
Well, we're going to get into that in just a moment. But thank you, and have fun with the Jingle Cats next week. I trust you in being in charge of them. Stacy, thank you so much. Natasha, thank you for coming all the way down.
Yes.
And yes, happy Thanksgiving to everyone. And just be wise about what you allow your animals to eat.
Yes.
Okay. Anything else? And goodbye. We're all good. Okay. So,
blessings to all, and just know that as you walk into these emotions, just know that they're worthy of being talked to.
Yep.
And my love to everyone. Happy Thanksgiving.
And as always, animals have feelings too, so treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, share your love with all living things. Happy Thanksgiving, and I'll talk to you again next week.